Mobile.
Man, jam 4 and 8.
How you feeling? Another guy working on it, but we still got all of last week's to do. It won't be printed out till this morning, so now I got my work cut out for me.
Condemned numbers.
That's for sure.
Days when I had to figure their hours and their minutes. If they were 10 over, had to give it into the quarter hour. If they were over the quarter hour, you had to give them to the half hour. Stuff like that.
Rounded up by quarters. You don't have to do any rounding, but these guys get paid according to what's billed out. So any repair order that's not been completed has to be completed so we know exactly what to give them. And, so yeah, it's a daunting task. This week, especially on a payroll week, we pay every 2 weeks. And, you know, I don't get the stuff until today. And I got an entire week, you know, to do. Now last week, we get a printout of the week before on Monday. We got all week to work on it. So, man, that deal I used to get off both weeks on Monday and have to have them done by Wednesday. And I remember one week we had to write manual checks because I just couldn't get them done in time.
That payroll can be a headache.
Now,
because, you know, they've got to understand nobody's perfect. I mean, they've screwed up our check here on the paper route several times.
It can happen. We do that on a regular basis. It's not as bad now that we're not doing two weeks. And, you know, my day off was Tuesday, so I'd work it Monday to be off and then come in on Wednesday and try to have it done by 1. That wasn't working. So on weeks like this week, the pay cycle week, I go ahead and work Tuesday, and then I try to take maybe Friday off or something, or work something out, take Wednesday off or whatever.
I got confidence in you.
Got it to a dull roar. I mean, we still got to stay on our P's and Q's. And if there's a discrepancy of over $200, we go ahead and we'll write a manual check after the checks go out. If not, we add it to the next pay cycles, you know, if it's something they can afford us to do.
And that. They can give you a hand, will we?
Click today.
Propagation on my end was so bad, I didn't even try none of the parties over the weekend.
We had a bunch of company up. And they didn't leave till Sunday, late afternoon. Had the whole family up. My son-in-law smoked a brisket for us. You know, he uses an espresso coffee rub, and that thing's good.
Carol bought some kind of rub that's got coffee in it. I'll have to check and see what it is, if I can find it, and send you a picture of it. It's pretty good.
tell, several people using that coffee rub. This is something he makes up, which he loves to cook, and he's a good cook, and he always throws a little twist into things, but it's good.
Always said, make the recipe your own. That was her way of telling me, make the recipe and add your twist to it.
Unique.
Wings and drumette last night at the house. They used two different kind of rubs. They were good.
When you went down to the Amish store with us, did you get any of that farm dust?
I believe we did.
Man, I cooked eggs Sunday morning. I'm sorry. I didn't cook squat Sunday morning. My wife cooked. I cooked eggs. And I always like to put water in them, mix it up real good. Then I'll throw them in the pan using my Griswold vintage cast iron pan. And then I put that farm dust on there and cream cheese. Man, I'm telling you, put me a little block of cream cheese and mix all that up.
Making me hungry. Rollins shows how to scramble eggs in black skillet and not losing any of your eggs.
Ed, I got a road call. I'll be back here in just a minute.
I'm camping for an APM, sir.
Next thing, I'm back.
AP. Are you going to do the running, or you got somebody set up to do that road call?
No, it ended up, it was a customer wanting, he's dropping off the trailer and wanting to know if the other trailer was ready, and it was, and I had to call the shop, tell them they're dropping off one. I've had calls all weekend, man, they poured in this weekend like water. But anyhow, yeah, no, I'm fine. I'm back, back with my mind on the road here.
Okay, you got a brain. I don't.
No, that ain't happening. I ain't got much of one left. I mean, I keep telling my wife, I've done reached my level, my rung of usefulness.
Oh, how that is. When you wake up, get out of bed and say, well, I'm going to go cut some trees. And then your buddy says, no, you're not.
Still there?
I'm still here.
Yeah, somehow or another, and I'm not sure how, my doggone radio swap channel's on me.
Yeah.
My plate got real bright, which it does. If you go to adjust anything, it'll light up. I've got that ICOM 500. And touch screen. I don't know, man. Maybe I had things down by my knee. Ain't no way I reached down there and touched it.
Nah, it shook real hard, did it?
I did a little deal with my mic cord. Kind of flopped it around. Maybe that hit the screen.
What happened?
Got.
About 30 more minutes, or maybe 45 at the most.
Late today?
Something took over Sunday.
Didn't work out.
He's causing our papers to be about 45 minutes later than the other group, so I don't know what they're going to do.
Here.
I got quiet. I figured you might have had another phone call.
Still a lot to happen. But, well, listen, where are you going? Are you going to Prisma? where are you headed for your procedure?
AnMed, the old hospital. From between 1 and 2 Wednesday to find out what time I got to be there. The rain's supposed to come in tomorrow.
You know, I just know it's, I think it's supposed to be here. That storm looked pretty rough going in, though.
Girl and them went down and worked on, was right in the path of it.
At least one dead down there. There's over 1 million people without power.
But they, I know I read they said it was caused by an imbalance on the electrical grid.
At least they had 15 or 16 years to get ready for this one. I ain't heard how the, you know, their reinforcements of the levees and all that stuff ended up panning out. But according to some of the pictures I saw, it should have done a good job.
Any pictures from out there yet? I feel sure somebody that I know will be posting some.
It's the news, and they were showing pictures of some of the new levees and didn't know if they'd hold it. You know, this storm's a whole lot worse than Katrina. They didn't know how this was going to hold up.
It may be one time to move. If I was in a place and a hurricane came through and flooded my property and stuff, I believe I'd find me a place a little bit higher ground to live.
Know that I'd ever moved there to start with.
Orleans, and I'm going to tell you, it's a sight to behold. I go down the river before it gets too cool, because I noticed tonight's pretty cool. Seems like it's cooling off.
It's cooling off. I'm going to do a little dove hunting this Saturday. I don't know. I'd love to go down the river and this fall. We'll just see. I mean, I'd like to go at least one or two more times, probably two more times. I just got to see how that fits in with hunting.
Float.
Be fishing while I'm floating. I got to figure out how it's going to work with my hunting schedule.
Hard to figure out. After they turn me into the bionic man, I might go deer hunting.
That's looking up right there.
Probably won't, though.
Tell them boys to drag a deer out for you. It ain't too bad of a walk over there.
There was a metal detector. I hit something over there, and I didn't have nothing with me to dig it up. And it's been haunting me ever since. I need to get over there and get that thing found and dug up and see what it is.
Horseshoe.
KN4 TFW Mobile.
Morning, Ken. It was ringing in the silver range.
That sounds good. Morning, Ken.
Good morning, guys.
Do over the weekend.
I think 22 or 23 contacts said, man, the conditions suck.
It's pretty bad. They were asleep.
It was, but I was going to let y'all carry on, go on about everything. I'm just tootling into work.
At least today's the last hot day, and then it'll be back in the lower 80s. That'll be nice.
Get out working in the lot. They'll appreciate that.
I'm wondering, they'll be saying, boy, I'll be glad when it warms up. Animal can never be satisfied.
What you got, Ken?
Getting planned out of the ordinary. We'll find out. We had a bunch of special people in Saturday, so I don't know what they found or what they were doing, so we might have some extra items on our list, I guess.
Inspection on you.
Company president, we got a new president, the other guy, I guess, is retiring, and he came from Berkshire, and so he wanted to be familiar with all the plants and what we did, and so he had like three or four Berkshire people and three or four Lubrizol people and then some consultant peoples, and they were going around to all the plants, so I don't know what the end goal was.
Well, I'm destinating. I'm going to say step threes to you guys. Enjoy today. Good talk to you, Ken. And we will catch you. I'll be on tomorrow morning. So you guys have a fantastic day. Step threes to you. And have a safe day. And we'll talk to you later. KK4NXZ. I'm going to be clear on your phone.
Good one, glad you made it in safe. Hopefully I'll catch you in the morning. And I just got done, so I'm headed to the barn for a cup of coffee.
Mike, you have an awesome day. KN4 GFW.
To the stations you get.
Furthest was probably Kansas. I was going to check into a net. They had a net, and the guy was just like me and you here talking, and he was out of Arizona. And then right before I was, you know, getting ready to do it, they switched controllers, and I couldn't even hear him.
Where he was.
Heard a couple of South Dakotas, and that they must have been having some kind of special event or contest and that, but there was other people that were on the same frequency, and it was just too hard to get back to him. And that's it. But hopefully I made enough contacts to get at least one confirmation for Kansas. I still needed a confirmation.
So I got two contacts in Hawaii, and neither one's ever confirmed it.
One, but it's not confirmed. And I didn't hear anybody from Hawaii. It was just really, really strange. But most of my contacts ended up on 20.
Seems to be the only one that's working worth a flip right now, unless you kick a tune up.
Some of the other bands, I didn't really hear anything. And then I made a few contacts on 40, but, you know, usually I'm really good on 40, but, yeah, I was terrible.
So that you got, that little 450D, she loves 40.
It must have something in the area, because if you get to about 7250 to about 7270, the noise level is like a 7. But if you get on either side, it goes down to a 3.
I cool off now. So maybe it'll get better.
Even the 2 meter seems real, real scratchy and hit and miss in the afternoons.
Get on the radio, but here lately, be too bad. At
4:30 Sunday morning, I had to get Mama up and jumped on the radio, and man, it was like dead quiet.
Out of Tennessee, they're usually on about 4:30. Now they're just a bunch of old guys sitting around chewing the fat, but they always welcome anybody to come talk to them.
Hear them. And like I said, I stayed on about 10 minutes, couldn't find anybody, so I just got off.
Because those guys out of Tennessee, they like clockwork.
Into the hurricane net a little bit, you know, people reporting and checking in. I did that, but then 40 was really good, and then all of a sudden it just faded away.
Friday. Yeah, I've been sitting and talking to a guy, and then all of a sudden he just starts waving. And as soon as he starts that, I go back to him, and I'm doing the same thing. So we clear out, and 20 minutes later, he's back just as strong as he was.
The contacts I made in Kansas were a three-letter call sign. One by one.
That goes to special events.
They got 10 or 12 of them, like either a K0N or K0F or a W0N, and just stuff like that. It was a bunch of them like that.
They're putting on a special event, and if you get so many or all of them, they'll send you a real nice certificate. I'm enjoying this cool weather tonight.
Cooler than it has been. I got problems with my upstairs AC. Yeah, it was like 80 in the bedroom, and then I gotta get somebody to check on it.
Not cooling.
Seems like, and that, but it's always had, like, you know, you build up this year and it may do good for a year or two, and then you gotta, you know, work on it and that. But I worked on it this past spring. And that, but maybe it's just got an issue. But it's, you know, it's 30 years old and it's been hot.
Oh, somewhere. It's close. It's all this cool night like tonight. They're going to be moving. I don't need one for a hood ornament.
Good time of year. And that, for sure, I had one in the backyard yesterday afternoon.
Pull in the driveway and see 3 and 4 in the front yard. They just about quit running from me. They used to run, but now they'll just sort of trot away and turn around and look at me.
If you don't come out and start barking or something, they'll be all right.
He's in the house asleep.
This is going to go with this hurricane.
I'm betting 3.5.
Right, I saw where they shut down 2 colonial pipelines and cut production 91% out there in the Gulf.
For literally. Well, I'm in my driveway. You have a safe trip in. Hoping to catch you in the morning. And don't work too hard. So keep them 4 and 8P. I'll be sending 73s your way and be clear on your final, sir.
73, Ed, tell Miss Carol we said hey, and we look forward to catching you in the morning. KN4TFW.
7J Mobile.
KN4TFW.
Hey, getting up out early today. Ran out of garbage bags at home. I got to run up and get some so that we don't have overflowage.
Doing out this early. I hadn't never heard you on the radio this early, I don't believe.
I'm always up this early. I get up about 4 o'clock, and a good amount of time I've got the radio on, and I'm listening, or I hear Mike and some of the other guys out there, you guys out there chatting in the morning, but I usually just listen in.
Jump in anytime.
I've been a regular, I guess, on this repeater for about 8 years or so. Sometimes I chime in and sometimes I don't. Just depends on the morning, you know.
I'm that way in the afternoon. Just depends on if I got to take a phone call or not.
I time on HF than I do on the repeaters. But if I get in the car in the morning or during the daytime, I'll get on the repeater just to make the ride a little bit easier.
It definitely does make the ride easier. I got an HF a little bit this weekend. There was a couple of contests going. See if I can make some contacts. It just seemed like the conditions weren't all that good.
In the next year or so are going to start to improve more and more each year. I got lucky when I got my ticket about almost 8.5 years ago, conditions were really good. And I was able to work a lot of DX right at the beginning. Right now I'm at like 310 DXCC. Everything I need now is going to be MT Expedition, so I recently got into 6 meters, and I've been working on 6 meters, so trying to get 6 meter DXCC. I got about 30 to go, and I'll hopefully get them next year. I'm putting up a new 5-element stack. I'm going to stack 2 5-elements. Right now I've got 2 3-element stacked. So matter of fact, tomorrow or the next day, one day this week, I got to go down and pick up the aluminum to start building the second 5-element.
I'm Jerome.
Yeah, I've only been in it about a year and a half now, and I'm up to, like, I don't know, 58 countries, something like that. But like you said, conditions aren't real prime for long distance.
Approve here soon, and the first 5-element, a bunch of us, actually, I was not part of the first one. I built the 3 elements with a group of guys. We ordered everything together, and one of the guys designed it, and we built it, and I built 2 of them. This one here, the same group of guys did it again with 5-element, and one of the guys decided he didn't want it, so I bought his 5, and then I went and measured up all the parts and aluminum and everything and ordered it, and I'm going to duplicate it. So, but when I got into this, I never thought I'd be building antennas, but actually it's a lot of fun.
You can never say never on that. I just have a wire right now, so an inverted beat, but it's doing all right for now. I still got a few states out west that I haven't made any contacts in.
You can do a lot with wires. There's no doubt about it. I have a friend of mine, Bill N4IQ, who operates all wires. And he's got honor roll. I think he's at like 330 or something, and he's done it all on wires. He does not have any beams whatsoever. So there's nothing wrong with wires. They work, and I have several wires up as well. So I've got a 40-meter vertical, an 80-meter vertical, an 80-meter loop, and a 160-meter inverted L with a folding counterpoise, all those wires. So you can do a lot with wires, there's no doubt about it.
I'm just enjoying it. I think I've made contact on, well, I haven't never made a contact on 160, and I still lack 12 from making a contact, but other than that, I've done most of them. I need to learn CW so I can get some, when conditions are bad, maybe I can still make some contacts.
That's a big way to go. I've been laxing in CW. I can do it. I'm not fast at it. I can't really copy it very well, but if I know the station, if I use a decoder, I can work them. FT8 is another good option for you if you're looking to get some more countries in. FT8 is easy and fun to do, and right now it's one of the only things out there that's consistently decent. 17 meters and 20 meters FT8 has been lit up early in the morning. FT8 40 meters and 80 is really good. You can get a lot of countries early in the morning if you jump on 40 meters.
What did my radio do, FT8? I just have that JC450D is all I have for a starter radio.
But a radio out there that will not do it well, there's probably a few, but you can buy a signal link device and hook that up to your radio with a couple of different cables and stuff, which will allow you to do FT8. There's also a, I forgot the name of the other product out there. It's the same thing as a signal link. It's a sound card. I can't think of the name of it, but there's a couple different devices out there that you can purchase. Signal link's about $100 and a couple of cables, and software is free, and you can get out of FT8 pretty easily.
Type on the computer, or you talk and it sends it that way?
It's software, and it's closer to RIDI, I would say. It's not a talking or typing type deal. It's a program that generates signal back and forth and reports and what have you. If you do a Google search on it, you'll see what it does. And it's pretty neat. Like I said, I've worked all over the place on FT8, and it's kind of neat. I mean, it doesn't It's not a substitute for sideband or CW at all, because I really like sideband. But when conditions are poor, FT8 is really neat. It's low signal, weak signal is what it's for. And you can work all over the place on FT8 if you just work at it.
Invest some time and energy into learning some of that. Right now it's just, single sideband for me.
If you have a mind to and you want to give me a call, you can look me up online on QRZ or I have a website, nd7j.com. My contact information is up there. And I can actually do a team viewer thing with you, and you can actually run my station from your house through team viewer on FT8. But you definitely would be able to see how it works and what it does. So if you ever feel like it, feel free to give me a call.
I hate to offer.
I'll meet once a month, the SCDXA down in Greer, for our club meeting, the third Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. at Mythos, and you're more than welcome to come down there and join us for a meeting or several or whatever. Good group of guys, a lot of knowledge at that club.
Live right around the corner from there.
Every third Thursday of the month. This month in September we'll be meeting, and sometimes we do presentations, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we just I'll pick a topic or something to try and have a little discussion, but it's really an informal get together, have some food, talk about what's going on. And this September meeting, I told everybody to bring your five or six best QSL cards, so we'll see what folks bring. And also, there's a convention, if you're interested, W4DXCC. It's in Pigeon Forge, September 24th, I believe it is. You can W4DXCC.com and get the information there. Really great convention, lots of stuff going on. You can read about it online there. It's a lot of fun. Great time.
Amazing.
Bob, I got to jump off here. Home Depot is opening their doors, and I want to run inside there and grab a box of garbage bags and that kind of stuff. But you have a good one. Enjoy talking to you this morning. And like I said, feel free to give me a call or come to the meetings. There's lots of people that will help you out. ND7J73.
You have a good one. Thanks for talking me in this morning. KN4TFW.
For TFW, KO4HX. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I was just listening to you and Bob talk.
I don't do much in the mornings.
Quite a few times throughout the day, different times when you run on the road, like I am.
23 HF contacts over the weekend.
Some of you need it, or just some duplicates?
Contest, so that I needed to, I need a confirmation for Kansas. Kansas was having a contest, so I don't know, I made about 15 contacts in Kansas, I guess. So hopefully one of them will confirm it.
I didn't hardly even turn my radio on this weekend.
Got real good.
Shelby Hamfest this coming weekend, I believe it is.
No, not this weekend. Grandson's birthday. Be down in Anderson.
V8. Steve's been trying to get me to do that too on the radio I have.
He done nothing like that, and the computer I have is really, really old, and that stuff is really slow.
Probably, okay for this program. It doesn't take a whole lot, so I've done a little bit of research on it. But there again, it's all new to me, so I'm learning it all as I go.
Here to the gate, so I'm going to have to say 73. I hope you have an awesome day and try to stay cool, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.
Ken, you have a great day, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. That's KO4HK. 7-3.
Patrick. Patrick, yeah, I recognized the call this morning, so how are you doing? You heading into work, are you?
Heading into work. Be hitting a dead spot over here on Canoogan shortly, though.
But close to where I'm at. I live in Edneyville, but Hendersonville. I recognize Canoogan, although I don't go there much.
Toward Bavard in a little area called Penrose or Little River, if you're familiar with that.
Vaguely, again, I don't get to that side of this world, but I do know about where you're at.
I was a mountain on DuPont State Forest.
Got you there. You have to come by and visit one day, check out the shack, and see what we got going on over at my place.
Play that. I have to set up a time to do that one day.
So I just do some work on the side to keep busy, make some ham radio money for projects and that kind of stuff. So I've dipped into the bank account for, toys and projects and that kind of stuff, and not dipping into the retirement, you know what I'm saying.
So now this is an expensive hobby.
Inexpensive hobby, but really no hobby out there really is cheap, to tell you the truth. I used to be into aquariums and saltwater aquariums. I had a store. And I spent a lot of money on my personal aquarium. I had a saltwater reef, so this is just kind of a substitute for that. And I started out with a Bofang and thought that was going to be it, some two-way communication for emergency. And I stepped into it kind of knee-deep, I'll say that.
Well, a little over the edge there.
That's to say the least. So, but that's okay. You know, you gotta have something to do and something to enjoy if you're not working.
You gotta have something to break up the monotony of just going to work every day for me.
Fun building antennas and stuff. That seems to be. I really enjoy building. I wish I had enough smarts to be able to design antennas, but I can definitely get designs off the internet and from other people and implement them. I'm working on a 5-element 6-meter beam. So to replace my 3 elements, that's my current project.
Talking again about it this morning, and I have to give me one thing is Tom down in PR. He's all time talking about how smart you are on antennas and that kind of stuff. So I'm wanting to learn more about that.
That's over there, Patrick Sagan. Like you're getting a little bit staticky there for a little while, so I'll be here for another 5 or 10 minutes. So it'll be a good one. We'll catch you later. ND7J.